Listening to Lady Madonna, and you are listening to Camera Roll. Today we are bringing two new segments. The first one will come up after prime time, and the second one just after that. And well, you know how vinyl records have two sides, the A side and the B side? Well, those are new segments. The A side is going to be with my friend Elisa, and the B side with my friend Brian. And we're going to have their unique insight on movies, news, and more. So remember all your comments, requests, and everything you'd like to tell us on our Facebook page. Just look up Camera Roll, or on our Twitter account. That's at LadyMadonna_DUC. So be sure to tell us what you think. And stay tuned, because this program is going to be really, really special.
Tearaway face!
Here in a flash of Donovan Trace!
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
Hello!
This is prime time.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh my god!
I am extremely talented.
So this is prime time, and we're going to tell you the latest news on entertainment. So if you're a Stephen King fan, it's going to be no surprise to you to know that there are plans to make a Dark Tower movie adaptation. And, well, you know, this is something that's been talked about a few times in the last years, and everyone always asking Stephen King, when are we going to get finally the adaptation for the Dark Tower? And there are plans of making an adaptation. And, well, Ron Howard's in charge of the project, you know, because the adaptation has been taking shape. And although we don't know a lot of things yet, we do know that Ron Howard is going to be leading the project. And the project includes a movie trilogy, because, you know, the Dark Tower is a 7-book series. And so it's going to be a movie trilogy and a TV series. And Javier Bardem is the one strong candidate to play Roland, the gunslinger. And, well, the movies were going to be made by Universal, but they decided to drop the project. And, well, so it turns out Universal dropped the project, but the project is still on, and we are going to have movies, but not from Universal, so that's still pending. But the good part is that producer Brian Grazer revealed that the part of the project that's going to be on TV is going to be on HBO. So he said, we're going to do The Dark Tower with HBO, and we don't know who we're making the movies with, but we want to do this right. So it might take a long while, but we can be certain that it's going to be a good movie because, you know, Ron Howard, I don't like The Da Vinci Code, but let's face it, he's a good director and he has been making some good movies. So that's something to look out for. And, well, the TV has some potential because, after all, it's not TV, it's HBO. And, well, talking about Javier Bardem as Roland, I would have cast a different guy. Well, you know, it's not definite, but Javier Bardem, even though he's a good actor, he's not the actor I thought is Roland. And, well, if you've seen No Country for Old Men, he certainly has that badass look thing, like, I'm gonna kill you, but I have a lot of secrets, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And, but anyway, I would have maybe cast Hugh Jackman on the looks for it. And maybe for Eddie, I will take Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And, you know, anyway, what I really would like to see is Michael Fassbender as Randall Flagg. And talking about Randall Flagg, even though he's probably not going to be in the first movie because he's as Walter in the first book, there are rumors of adaptation of The Stand, and Ben Affleck will probably be the director. Even though I don't trust him as a director, you know, knowing that there's plans to make a movie adaptation of The Stand is good news. So, another Stephen King's news, because today's Halloween, so we're talking about scary stuff. On December 11th, there is the series adaptation for Bag of Bones. It's going to be a four-hour miniseries event on December 11th on A&E with Pierce Brosnan starring as the lead. And, well, we'll talk about more Stephen King later on the show. So, I guess that if you're a Stephen King, you can agree that this is certainly going to be fun. And, well, on a different note, this Friday was the TV series Chuck final season premiere. And, no, final season premiere. You know, it's the last season, but it's the premiere of the series. And even though a lot of people love Chuck, Chuck didn't get a lot of ratings because it was at the same time that the seventh game of the World Series. So, you know, that's not a good move by NBC because you know people are going to watch baseball and not your show. Though some people watch Chuck, not a lot of people, and that's too bad. But NBC did re-air the episode on Saturday, and that's the same thing that happened to Grimm, their latest show. That is kind of weird. I haven't seen it, but it's supposed to be about, so this guy, he's supposed to be a descendant of the Grimm brothers, so he can see weird stuff, and so it's kind of a CSI meets up Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's kind of weird. So anyway, once I watch that, I'll tell you how it is. And, well, today on How I Met Your Mother, we're going to meet the Slutty Pumpkin. And I'm not going to say any more about that because I've said that every week since the last few weeks. And anyway, this week, Glee returns and they are going to have their very own leprechaun. And it's the Irish kid from the Glee project. And though I would have loved if they'd done a Halloween themed show, because, you know, last year they did the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that was really good, even though, you know, Glee is not well known for their complex plots, but the music was good and the show was good, and it would have been interesting to see a Halloween theme episode. But anyway, that's what they're doing, and it's gonna be fun because we haven't had Glee since I think 3 weeks ago, something like that. And well, just when we thought we were out of it, Tom Cruise pulls us back in, and we all thought we were through with the Mission Impossible movies, but that's not true. There's a new one coming called Ghost Protocol, and I think Tom Cruise should stop trying to be an action hero and get more serious role. isn't Scientology supposed to help you pick your roles and supposed to make you make good movies? Anyway, it is true that Tom Cruise is making a lot of money, but, you know, after Day and Night, that it was a fun movie, but, you know, he's getting too old to play the action hero. He should look up to Brad Pitt. He stopped being the action hero and he's playing normal guys on movies now. He's not Bruce Willis, and even Bruce Willis sometimes is a little bit pathetic because he's old to be playing the tough guy. But anyway, as the Academy Awards loom nearer, Ides of March seems like a big contestant, and at least for the actors. And another Oscar material movie that is coming up is J. Edgar with Leonardo DiCaprio, who has been denied the award, even though he's been he has some really good roles, like in The Aviator or which other one? Well, Titanic doesn't count because, you know, that's more romantic than actual good performance for him. But, you know, he was on, I forgot the name of the movie. Oh my god, well, Blood Diamond, he got nominated for that one. And, well, he's never won an award, and critics say J. Edgar looks really good. So, and last but not least, it's all over the internet, and it is this Thanksgiving is a premiere for the new Muppets movie. And they've been really busy with the advertisement, and, you know, viral all around. We see Muppets, taxi cabs, and everything. So the Muppets are everywhere. And it's not a question. Everyone who's over 18 and had a childhood remembers how awesome they were. They will certainly go to see this movie. You know, people are going to take their kids as an excuse to see the movie. Because kids don't know the Muppets these days. But we do. And we're going to see that movie. And it's going to be awesome. But anyway, it seems like Disney Studios is taking no chances. And they're doing massive advertisement throughout all the summer, and we've seen a lot of parody trailers, and the last parody trailer came out this Saturday, and I saw it, and it's really, really good. So if you haven't seen the parody trailers, go ahead to YouTube and look up the Muppets movie, and they all pop out at the first four or five results on the search. And I am really excited about the movie, and we'll be sure to leave some links on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So we're gonna take a small break. But remember to follow us on Twitter. This is radio.dominican.edu, and you are listening to Camera Roll. I am your host, Lady Madonna, and stay tuned.
The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear, sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice, someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have...
I'm not asking much. Just a token, really.
trifle. What I want from you is
your voice.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. Ha! The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. Two gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't inform and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman, and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. Your poor, unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam, jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor, unfortunate soul. Aluga, Savruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. Now brings us glossitis, ecnex, laryngitis, la voce to me.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
weird glows gleam where the spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize,
rise the spooks of every size.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swing and wink.
Heavy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
As the moon climbs high on the dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Hello everyone and welcome back. This is Camera Roll and I am your host, Lady Madonna. And here with me is Alyssa. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty well. It's Halloween. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Aren't we all? So, we're going to talk about scary movies, horror movies.
It's a good topic.
And so, we got a list of movies. And, well, the first thing is that not all scary movies are Halloween movies and not all Halloween movies are scary. So we're going to talk first about horror movies, and then when Brian comes in, we're going to talk about Halloween movies. So we were talking earlier, actually, about how horror films, you know, have changed through all the years, and how the movies that were scary, like in the 30s and stuff, that are not scary anymore.
That's right. So you've got movies such as the original Dracula, Frankenstein, King Kong, and you know, these are all based off these classic pieces of literature, a lot from the 1800s, the 1900s. So what was scary then has been contorted over the past century or so to make it not so scary, because now Dracula, you know, drives a Mercedes and sparkles. So, yeah. You know, what used to be absolutely scary and came from all these different myths, which was just the haunting folklore, now is just everyday common knowledge to all of us.
Yeah, and so actually seeing a pale guy coming out of the coffin is not as scary now as it was maybe in 1930 when no one had seen it, like, in the screen. And but still, those are classic movies, and it's classic horror, and it has its charm. to see those movies.
Yes, it does. And, you know, I personally love watching those movies every year. You know, a lot of people will disagree because today we're all about the special effects of movies. And if at least one thing doesn't blow up, then, you know, obviously it's not a good movie.
Yeah, if it doesn't blow up, it's not entertaining. And that's why we get so many bad movies, because people invest more money in getting an explosion than in getting a good actor in the movie.
Exactly.
So, okay, so that's, you know, the old movies. And, you know, if you guys want to see any old movies, we recommend Frankenstein, the original one, Dracula, Nosferatu. That's actually a German film, and there is an American remake, and it's really scary if you know that kind of scary. And that's actually based on Dracula, but a bit different. We also recommend the original King Kong. And if you watch King Kong as a kid, you know that was scary. You know, the big gorilla coming out. It was scary for me.
Oh, man, he scaled that building. And yeah. I would hate to be our little damsel of distress. That would be terrifying.
I remember going into Universal Studios, you know, in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, and I was 7, and I was so scared of that ride. I was like, I don't want to go into King Kong anymore. But, you know, they took off the ride, actually, so no one goes into King Kong anymore. And, well, another, that kind of reminds me, King Kong reminds me of Jaws, that actually, though, is not as scary for some people because everyone knows what happens and everyone knows the shark is fake, but it's still scary. I saw it for the first time about 5 months ago. I haven't seen it.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I'm really ashamed of saying it because, you know, I just didn't happen. I hadn't seen it, but I saw it and man, it was scary. I mean, you're just waiting for the shark to come out.
You know, I think the first time I watched it, I was probably 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, I...
During Shark Week, of course.
Of course.
You know, if Shark Week was around back then. But it was a time like that. I was watching with my whole family. And my sisters were terrified out of their minds. They had nightmares. I was just sitting there like... Okay, is he going to come out again? Is he going to eat him this time?
So I actually know people that became afraid of going into the sea after they saw the movie. I have an uncle that to this day, he doesn't go into any water, even if it's a pool, after dark.
Really?
Because of Jaws. And wow. I have an uncle, she hates the sea because of the attraction at Universal Studios. The Universal Studios in L.A., she went when she was a kid, and she was on the side the shark came on, and she was so scared of it that she doesn't go into the sea.
But that's not okay. And, you know, I will be perfectly honest. I love water, but I will not go in the ocean.
Yeah.
There are too many scary things. And, you know, and movies like Jaws probably had a lot to do with it. Because
they had a lot to do.
It's an insecure fear, but, man, it's scary.
But, you know, there is actually Richard Dreyfuss on the movie. He's kind of pro-shark. He's like, sharks don't attack if they're not provoked and anything. But, you know, it's a really good movie.
It is.
If you haven't seen it, and you will probably be scared because it's a good movie. And it handles, I like the thing that Steven Spielberg does. He does it with Jurassic Park, and they did it with Alien. If you know your puppet is maybe not that good, you try not to show it that much.
Exactly.
So we don't actually see the shark just about 3 times maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Jurassic Park, that was also a scary movie when I was a kid. Because, you know, the big dinosaur, we only see about 2 minutes of dinosaurs. And all the movie, you're scared of the dinosaurs. It's like, when is it going to come out?
Well, and that's just proof that Spielberg is one of the best directors, producers.
Yes, he is.
Of our time.
Yes, he is. The Gremlins were scary, too.
Oh, man. Okay, Gremlins were terrifying.
Yeah.
And that was for a Christmas movie? That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, they're up every Christmas. What's up with that? It's not a Christmas movie. It's a Halloween movie. It's a scary, scary film. I mean, do you remember these toys? What are they called?
The Furbies.
Those, I was so scared.
Okay, the Furbies had issues. I had a friend who had a hallway that was just lined with Furbies. Oh. And so you would have to act like a ninja or like you're in the army. You're crawling on the floor on your hands and knees trying not to trigger them or else they'd all start talking at the same time.
Feed me.
It was the scariest thing of my life.
They were awful. At first, I actually had one and I loved it. Until it just, like, it woke up in the middle of the night. what was up with that? I was so scared of him. And then gremlins. And I was like, stay away from the water, Furby. Stay away from the water. Yeah,
don't feed them after midnight.
Yeah, it was so scary. So scary. But anyway, and those are the kind of films that you're scared of one thing, maybe the shark or the alien. And, you know, Alien is a really good movie.
Alien. Yeah, you know, it's a really good franchise. Yes, a lot of people will argue because, you know, every single movie on its own is not perfect by any means. However, as a series, it's really good. They kept the tension up. The monsters only got scarier.
Yeah, the monsters got scarier every time. And I've actually only seen... Oh, here's Mr. B. We're going to turn on his microphone. And you're up.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, we do.
Perfect.
So, anyway, we were talking about aliens and Furbies and gremlins and scary pets and stuff.
You know, all those little scary creatures.
Oh, that I know. Love. I was listening to you guys back at Meadowlands. You guys are the hot topic there right now.
Oh, I sure hope so.
So, we were talking about how, you know, if you have a puppet, you don't want to show it too much. Or, well, the gremlins, they're all the movie. But, you know, aliens, I actually only see the first two ones. And, well, the second one is actually not a horror film, but the first one is, and I was scared at the end, you know, because, well, first of all, what's up? I think Sigourney Weaver invented the fact of girl being scared with few clothes, because she's only in her underwear. And after that, all the blonde girls did that in scary films, you know, because if you hear something in the basement, go in your pajamas. I think Sigourney Weaver started that.
I don't know if she's the one who actually started it. However, she definitely made it popular for action female heroes.
Yeah. Anyway, I was really scared at that point of the alien coming in and eating her. But, you know, there's another three films after that. So, you know, she doesn't die.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she does, technically.
Well, but not in that one. She dies after, I think, in the third
she
one.
She does die, and then they bring her back as a clone.
Yeah. Well,
so there's an original twist for you.
I think that's the third one. Anyway, a lot of alien films. The first one is scary. And, well, then we got the 90s brought a lot of scary films. A lot of scary, you know, iconic villains. Freddy Krueger, Jason.
Oh, our classic 70s, 80s.
Yeah, that
one. Horror films. Okay, see, and these were the last time, really, that scary movies actually scared me. I mean, I did watch them when I was a little older. If I'd watched them any younger, I probably would have been scared mindless.
Yeah.
And would have had nightmares for months. I did see them when I was a little older. But still, I mean, these classic villains, Freddy Krueger, Michael, I mean, they are terrifying.
They are really, really scary. And, you know, those are the movies that even though maybe you have holes in the story and there's a screaming girl who is stupid and goes into the trap.
That is the worst part about horror movies, and I'm putting quotes in the air right now, but horror movies, why can't they just be smart for once?
That's what I was saying. Like, if you hear a noise in the basement,
don't go.
Then there'd be no movie.
If you're really, really afraid, call 911, call the cops, call the fire department, call your boyfriend, anyone. Don't go in your pajamas all by yourself. But anyway, Brian's right.
That's what I would do, though.
If they did that, there will be no movie.
The movie could be about the cops shooting the villain. Could be a web series. Those are all the rage now.
Yeah. Creative writing major, right? Not impressing me right now.
At least I have some creativity in me, Brian.
Okay. Well, if we're talking about sports, since I am the host of the
sports report. We are not talking about sports.
Back
to movies. So anyway, those kind of movies, even though they have the stupid girl that goes into the trap, they have a more interesting plot than the late movies, you know, the late scary movies, because maybe, okay, so take Freddy Krueger as an example. His mom got killed or something like that. I don't remember.
He just had a tragic past, as they all did.
Anyway, tragic past, and then ergo the bad guy and scary things, and he wants to kill people. But there is a sequence to the plot, and the terror builds on that. And so you have scary moments because not only the villain is scary, all the ambience is scary, everything builds up the terror. But nowadays we have these movies like Saw that they're not really scary. They're just trying to show blood and stuff in your face.
Yeah, you've got your slasher movies, and they're scary because they're messing with your head, because nobody likes watching somebody get chopped into a million pieces.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All of their insides spewing across the floor.
But, you know, my point is, if you really want to see that and it's sad, just open a newspaper and you will see a dead with their brains out. And that is scary, but not to make a film out of.
There you go. Filmmakers, please take note.
No, I got to agree with you guys there. The Saw movies, I don't like them. It just seems kind of senseless to me.
Yeah.
There's no story. I mean, they have the little story of you did something wrong. Now you're getting the punishment. But it's just killing for killing's sake. And I can't support that.
That's why video games are killing for killing's sake.
Absolutely.
And we don't need that in our movies.
Call of Duty. Just throwing it out there.
And well, we got a Twitter response that, okay, so Sigourney Weaver wasn't the only hero with few clothes. The girl from Psycho, she was naked on the shower. Well, that's true.
Hey,
she was naked on the shower. And she got, and she had it coming, maybe. No, well, actually, we're going to talk about Psycho later on, because I'm going to talk about the bad guy on that. So we're going to talk now about Halloween movies. And that's a little bit fun because they're not so scary. And everyone has a favorite Halloween movie. What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Hocus Pocus. Oh, hands
mine
down.
Too. You took it from me. What's yours, Ryan?
Ghostbusters.
Oh,
okay,
Ghostbusters
so is
good.
A classic.
Bill freaking Murray.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
And Sigourney Weaver also.
Yeah.
In that one. And she's
it was just
sweet.
A great cast in general.
Yeah, great cast, great movie. You know, even though some of them haven't made anything good after that, like really good after that. But
as long as they have Ghostbusters,
yeah, Ghostbusters
on their filmography, they're fine.
Ghostbusters is a good movie. And you took mine because Hocus Pocus is my favorite Halloween movie.
I mean, it just has all the great bits of film in it. You have singing, you have witches. You have a very, very good-looking male lead.
And you have a cat.
I had the biggest crush on him when I was younger. I mean, I watched it last night, and I still kind of have a small crush on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I have to download it because I don't have it here, but it's my Halloween movie. I always watch that.
I threw a fit the year that, what was it, ABC Family didn't show it. There was one year
they didn't show it.
And I threw a fit. I was not a happy child.
Disney Channel, well, back home, Disney Channel always puts Hocus Pocus and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Another classic. And the best part about that movie is that you can watch it all the way through Christmas.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, well, who doesn't like Jack, even though he is scary? You know, everything Tim Burton does, for me, everything Tim Burton does is a Halloween movie. You know, take Big Fish. It's not scary, but it's kind of weird, you know, Halloween.
Because he messes with your head.
Yeah, and he's awesome. I love Big Fish. Big Fish is one of my favorite movies. But that's not on the list because it's not actually a Halloween movie. And we have also, okay, The Witches. You remember that one with Angelica Huston? And this witches, and they turn kids into rats and ate them.
Oh, that one.
That one that was really, really scary.
Yeah. I think I watched that once and I was done.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, just a vague memory of it brought me nightmares because it was, like, scary. But you actually watch it and it's not that scary because it's kind of fake. Well, then again, you know, the mouses are fake and everything. But that's a Halloween movie. And another one is, well, The Corpse Bride, also by Tim Burton.
Yes.
That's a fun movie. Have you seen it, Brian?
I haven't seen it. Tell me about it. What
okay,
is it?
Okay, so this movie, you should see it. It's fun. It has everything you could wish for. And what I like most about this movie is, like, so there's this guy, and he's going to get married. And he comes from a rich family that they're now poor. And he's going to marry this girl because she's supposed to have money. You know, their agreement and everything. And he's this crony guy, and he's really nervous. So he's practicing his speech and the promise when he gives the ring to the bride. And he's practicing, and he puts the ring into a branch on a log on the earth.
Or he thinks it's a branch.
But then suddenly the branch comes alive, and it's the finger of the corpse of a bride that didn't get married and died. Well, she got killed. And then she drags him to the underworld, you know, to the world of the dead. And what I like most about this film is that when you're in the living world, air quotes right now, everything is like gloom.
It's all black and white. There's
and
no
dark,
color.
Dark, brown. Everything is sad and everyone's always sad and, you know, like this. But when you go to the underground world and everything is so colorful, purple, yellow, orange, blue, everything pops out, and the skulls, and they're also happy and singing and dancing. And so it's kind of weird, you know, because we're the living, but the living are so depressed that you just want to be dead because they're so happy. Anyway, that's a good Halloween movie.
That sounds very Burton-esque.
It is.
It is.
It is. So, keeping up with movies, Edward Scissorhands.
Another classic.
Is that Tim Burton?
It is.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Of course.
That's also
it is.
Another Johnny Depp lead.
Yeah, of course. There's this one sketch I watch. I'm going to post it online later. So, is Johnny Depp coming into Richard Gervais' office? And he's like, oh, I'm doing this movie with Tim Burton. And do you know who my female lead is? Do you guys know who she is?
Oh, I'm sure. But enlighten us anyway.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Of course it is.
Because it's always the same. It's so fun. Well, of course, the only way she'd get so many female leads is if her husband is the director.
That usually helps a little bit.
Of course. But, you know, they have good chemistry and their movies are always fun.
I like her.
Yeah, she's
just to
fun.
Throw it out there. I like her.
She's
your little
crazy.
Harry Potter movies.
She's awesome in Harry Potter.
She's cool.
You know, she's not the main villain, but she's awesome. You know,
she is.
You just love to want to kill her.
She does crazy very well.
Oh, she does crazy. That's because she is crazy. I think that's supposed to be a secret. That's why we're whispering it. Okay, so probably no one heard it because that's the point. We think she might not have all her marbles, but don't say it because she's awesome. Anyway, moving on. So Edward Scissorhands. She's actually not on that one.
She's not. No, we've got Winona Ryder on that one.
Yeah. And, when she could act, because then she became a kleptomaniac and stopped acting. And
she did fine with her three lines in Star Trek.
I don't remember.
She was Spock's mom.
No, that's actually she's Spock's mom?
Yeah.
Really?
Bang.
I've seen that movie so many times and I didn't realize that.
Lady Madonna just got her mind blown.
She did. I just saw it explode.
God. I have to see that movie again. The new one?
I'm sure Alyssa will watch it with you.
I didn't realize
that. It's
got
Chris Pine in it, so.
That's okay. But that's no, okay. It's a great movie.
Oh, let's see that one again. Anyway.
Anyway, Halloween movies. Let's stay on topic.
Halloween movies, yeah. Okay, so The Addams Family.
Classic.
Classic Halloween. I'm sure you've seen it, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I've seen The Addams Family.
They show that one on Disney Channel, so.
Classic.
Classic. You know, what could you ask for more than weird family that thinks, you know, bad is good, and if you're creepy, you're awesome? And, you know, I don't know what's he called in English, because of course, you know, but fingers, the hand?
Yeah, he's thing.
Thing?
Thing.
Okay, so in Spanish, he's fingers. His fingers in Spanish. Anyway, he's awesome. It is awesome. And, well, anyway, and that's always on Halloween, right? Addams Family on ABC, too?
Yeah.
And, this one was one of my favorites when I was a kid, Casper.
Oh, yeah.
Casper is such a classic. It never gets old.
It never gets old. And it's such a cute story. Well, the first movie, because then came another one.
There's been a few of them.
Yeah, I feel like there's been a lot since that first one.
But the first one is really good.
Like Casper goes to the dentist and stuff like that.
That'll be interesting because I don't think ghosts have teeth.
Casper does.
Oh, well, he does.
That's the plot, if you're giving it away for everybody.
Of course.
But Casper was awesome because for the shy little children like me, you always like to see the scary ghost that was nice and you could relate to him. And it made me feel better.
Yeah. You kind of wanted to have a, you know, a ghost friend with you.
Oh, always.
Yeah. But thank God that didn't happen. That would have been scary, having a little ghost friend.
No, because then all of a sudden you'd be in Paranormal Activity. Which, rant.
Tell us.
Okay, these movies are not scary. I haven't seen the new one yet. But I more recently saw Paranormal Activity 1 and 2. Now, as movies, we've gotten into this thing where they film using the character as a cameraman, like as in Quarantine, or you have these where they're security cameras or the actors are carrying the camera themselves, which is a great concept. However, you know, it really hurts your head after a while because you're watching this shaky camera going all over the screen. It's just awful. Next thing you know, they're going to make those 3D and then we won't be able to watch anything anymore.
Yeah, it's so dizzy to watch, you know, the movement of the camera. I get what they do it. It's just to make it look more realistic. And like it could have happened to you and that kind of stuff. But it's just dizzy. I just want to get out of there.
That and the problem with these two movies, and I'm assuming the third one as well, is that nothing happens until the last 10 minutes.
There's actually a parody of it saying that it should be called Normal Activity.
Exactly.
And then the weird stuff happening.
I mean, with Paranormal Activity 2, spoilers if you haven't seen it, you go the entire movie, and then when the woman finally gets dragged down the staircase, you're expecting it. You're like, okay, I've been sitting here for an hour and a half. I'm bored. Where is it?
I haven't seen any of those, and I do know it's supposed to be like the house is haunted or something like that.
Yes, they've got a demon haunting their family.
And so, because...
Who doesn't?
Yeah, right. We all have. So, what's the big deal, you know? Anyway, okay, so the house is supposed to be haunted and the demon only acts at night? Why do they leave the cameras? Sometimes.
Okay, so in the first one, which is actually, plot twist, the sequel to the Paranormal Activity 2.
Okay, so the second one is the prequel?
Pretty much.
Okay, so people, stop doing that. The only one that's allowed to do that is first George Lucas and then Steven Spielberg because George Lucas let him do it.
Pretty much.
And, well, maybe Francis Ford Coppola with The Godfather. But, you know, stop doing that. It's not cool.
Okay, so anyway. With Paranormal Activity 1, there's one camera, and you've got a guy and a girlfriend who live together in the house, and she's got this demon after her. And he has this ginormous handheld camera. And so, basically, they film everything that they're doing. And that's the plot of the first one.
The first one.
And then with the second one, it's actually... The main character in the first one's the chick, her name's Katie. It's her sister and then her sister's family. Again, this is a prequel. So before the worst stuff starts happening to her, it's happening to her sister's family.
So this
and
is the third one?
Hmm?
The third one?
I have no. This isn't the second one.
Oh, the second one.
But they have security cameras all over their house because they returned to their home and it looked like somebody had broken in and had gone through all their things.
Yeah, so they
put security cameras all over the house.
All over the place. Oh, that's what I mean. That's just dumb, you know? But anyway, and that's... the one movie I remember... I usually don't watch horror films because I think if I want someone to make me suffer, I can just watch the news or ask someone to tell me a sad story, but I'm not going to pay a movie ticket to suffer.
Yeah, or you can just watch The Big Bang Theory.
Shut up, Brian. So anyway.
Well, or what you can do. Well, because the worst part, the reason I hate going to horror movies, especially modern ones now in a theater, is one, they don't scare me because they're really stupid, insidious, I'm talking to you. You just stole the plot from Poltergeist. And then you have to deal with the screaming high school girls.
But yeah.
And they are so annoying. They start screaming before the movie's actually started. The first credits start rolling up and they're terrified and peeing their pants. It's really annoying.
Peeing their pants.
I did not spend $10 to listen to you scream.
Yeah. So anyway, I you know, that's a rule for me. I don't go to scary movies. And what was I saying? The movie I remember watching was this time in school. We didn't have a class, so they decided to put, or it was Halloween, and it was a screening for something, so they decided to put The Ring. And
you don't show that in school.
Okay, anyway, we were in high school, and you had to pay to see the film, and there was a teacher checking that no small girls got in and everything. But anyway, the point is, I've heard that that's not such a scary movie, but I had nightmares with that thing. I mean... Awful. You know, have you seen The Ring?
I haven't, actually.
Have you seen The Ring, Brian?
You know, I didn't. I got scared and I didn't go.
Yeah, I got scared and got off almost at the end and came in at the end and still understood the movie. What does that tell you? If you miss most of the movie and still understand it when you get to the end, that means it's not a good movie because nothing happened between the beginning and the end. Anyway, I just remember, so the movie is supposed to be... there's this videotape that some people found out in a hotel room, And it's like, so this is how the movie starts. This couple of college kids found the movie and put it in. Oh, let's see what it is. And it's just a weird recording. So anyone that watches the movie gets a phone call and some voice saying 7 days. And they die after 7 days.
Right.
And in the meantime, when they see themselves in video cameras or pictures or stuff, their faces end up distorted. Like, you can't see them. And so they're telling you about this girl that watched the film and they found her, like, dead in a party. And she's, like, in this corner and her face is, like, all elongated and distorted and weird. And that was the scary part. Just the face of the girl. You know, it was scary.
You know, I think I did see this one. I watched it in Meadowlands my freshman year.
So the scary part was...
I was more scared
was...
of being at Meadowlands at midnight than the movie.
So the girls opened the door to the closet and there she is in the corner with her face all contorted. And I was like, oh my God! And that's that thing. I saw the movie and everyone was scared when the girl came out of the well and everything. And I... No, that's not scary. The scary thing is the face of the girl. That is scary. Anyway, I had nightmares with that stuff. So I said, screw this. I'm not watching scary movies anymore. And I didn't watch any more scary movies after that. Well, only The Shining. That one I did watch.
You know, it's interesting to both your points. Alyssa, you mentioned Insidious. Lady Madonna, you mentioned knowing what's going to happen at the end. Me and my sister were looking for a movie on demand when I was back home about a month ago. And she goes, oh, Insidious, I heard that's really scary. Let's watch it.
Oh, I heard it's scary.
And it's I was not like, scary. I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't like scary movies. Let's watch the preview for like 10 seconds. See what happens. After 10 seconds, the preview, you could see them resolve the whole thing. And by the time you found out she's haunted, she's got to die or she's got to leave or the whole place is going to be haunted. Something along those lines. And so I didn't watch it because I knew what was going to happen.
So, wait, Insidious is the one when she's in a country house and the devil is, like, around?
No, the devil's after her kid.
Oh, that one, yeah. And the devil
and
plays
the
a record. And there's a mule with the crazy eyes.
No.
No?
Whoa. Oh,
no.
I got
oh, the no. movie confused. And here's my thing with Insidious. Again, I had to deal with screaming teenage girls. Two, I had to pay $10 for my ticket.
Yeah.
Which... is never a good thing. And then three, the entire second half of the movie was a ripoff straight from Poltergeist.
Oh, that's a scary movie. I haven't seen it, but just,
okay.
You know, just
Poltergeist,
about
original
it?
Poltergeist, scary movie.
Steven Spielberg, by the way.
Exactly. And Insidious, it was just a ripoff. So if you'd never seen Poltergeist, then sure, I can see how the concept was scary, but I couldn't, I was just laughing
just,
the whole time.
I just, I've seen, I think, those kind of Itrohole story things, Itas, and about the movie and how they had a lot of trouble during production because the place was actually kind of haunted.
Yes.
And yeah, that was
they should
scary.
Have just filmed making the movie
yeah.
and put it out as a horror movie.
So anyway, that's the little girl in front of the TV screen, right? The poster.
Yes.
And she goes.
Yes. And it's a classic film.
Yeah,
it's
I haven't
so
seen it because just the idea of watching it scares me too much. Just
actually, I mean, it's such an old film by today's standards that it probably won't scare you as much.
But I still should see it in the light of the day, 10 a.m. with friends.
Go.
And
wait,
yeah.
Do we have... Is there somewhere we could go get it and watch it tonight?
Oh, of course we can.
Let's do it.
Yeah, doesn't somebody have Netflix?
I'm sure someone does. Or at least six people. And I say we do it tonight.
Oh, that'll be
when
fun.
When we get back from trick-or-treating, of course.
We're
of
going trick-or-treating?
I am.
Okay, let's do that. I thought we...
Alyssa is.
Here you go, Dominican. If you're not doing anything tonight, at 6 o'clock, meet at Edge Hill Mansion. We're going to be trick-or-treating for canned goods around the neighborhood. And the best part is that we live in Marin, and so they give out full-size candy bars.
Hey, yo.
So not only do you get to serve your community, but you get full-size candy bars.
Awesome. So that's a win-win for everyone. We're going to be doing that. Oh my God, look at the time. So.
Holy smokes, Batman.
So we're going to take
to
a
the
break.
Batmobile.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some more scary stuff. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And remember that this is radio.dominican.edu. And I am your host, Lady Madonna. And this is Camera Roll.
Now you're mine. I have put a spell on you. vicious? Ask my sister.
She's vicious.
Invitation. Welcome to our not-so-scary Halloween party.
We're so glad you could make it.
And look, the gang's all here. Happy Halloween! Hello, little guy. Hope you're having a good time.
It's not so very scary.
Wow, you look terrific.
It's really not so scary.
Your costume is beautiful. I just love Halloween.
I never thought hyenas essential. They're crude and unspeakably plain. But maybe they've a glimmer of potential if allied to my vision and brain. Your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside. But thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expression, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unaware. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square. Be prepared. Death of the king!
Why, is he sick?
No, fool, we're gonna kill him. And Simba, too.
Great idea! Who needs a king?
No king, no king, la 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 la!
Idiots! There will be a king!
Hey, but you said,
I will be king! Stick with me!
Lady Madonna! You can't just go around duct taping everyone.
Wonder how you manage.
This is the Late Show.
I take it back, okay? I take it back.
You can't take it back.
Why not?
Because it's already out there.
Oh, geez, what are we supposed to do? Call the cops? It's already out there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm your host, Lady Madonna, and you're on camera roll, and Elise is still here with me.
How are you guys doing?
And, okay, so this week, instead of a TV show review, because it's Halloween, we are going to talk about movie villains instead of TV. So next week, you'll get a TV review, but this week, we're going to talk about the awfulest villains of all times. Well, actually, there is this official list. The American Film Institute has the top 100 movie villains of all times. But we're not going to talk about that. I am going to give you my personal list of villains, and we're going to comment a bit on them because there are quite a few. So, oh, and if you guys know me, you know I love Disney villains, and that's the best thing of classic Disney movies are the villains, because they're the most complex characters on the movie.
They are. That's why Tangled was so good, because they gave us another great Disney movie villain.
And Princess and the Frog.
Again, scary.
Scary villain. And anyway, we're not going to talk too much about that because I want to make a Disney episode some of a few weeks. Anyway, we're going to talk about all of the other villains I like. Or even if I don't like them, they're really, really scary. So the first one, it's actually the first one on the AFI list, is Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
That is one scary man. Okay, scary movies, any of the Hannibal ones.
Oh, yes, of course. And you know, Alfred Hitchcock once said that if you had a good villain, I don't remember the exact quote, but it sums up to this. A great villain makes a great movie.
Yes.
And this is a perfect example because he's the greatest villain. I mean, he's just to look at him is scary.
Well, and the fact that he has no remorse for anyone.
And he looks like a regular guy. You know, if you walk by the street and he's, oh, there's a guy. Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, no.
No, he's going to cut your skin off and wear his jacket.
Oh, this is awful. Anyway, that's one scary guy. And next one, well, some people don't say he's a villain. I say he's a villain. Michael Corleone of The Godfather. On The Godfather 2, because the third one is bad. And the first one, he's not the Godfather yet. But the second one is a long, long movie. And by the end of a movie, you just end up hating him. I mean, he killed Fredo. I hate Fredo. He got it coming, you know? But still, he's a bad guy.
And I think it's your own personal decisions in life. And so he could have either been a good Godfather, like his own father before him.
You know, the interesting thing... Oh, yeah.
Like, or what he became, which was... not so nice a guy.
Yeah, but you know, the interesting thing is that it makes you think, so was, you know, Don Vito Corleone like that? Like, because you get flashbacks of his life and you get like, okay, so it's not, being a gangster is not as glamorous as you think in the first movie. This is scary. This guy will kill his family in order to keep on business. So, you know, anyway, he's a good villain because he's the typical anti-hero.
Exactly.
Because he's the main character and you tend to like him, but then you tend to hate him because he's such a bad person. He's bad. Anyway, next one. Oh, yeah. The alien from Alien, of course. And
yes,
I just
that is a bad guy.
I just found out that the race has a name.
Yes, it does.
It's not just Alien. I didn't
Although
know that.
Although that's a lot easier to pronounce than their actual name.
Xenomorph. I think that's the way you say it. Xenomorph. And it sounds like something out of the Power Rangers, like Megazord or something like that. But you know, well, we talked about the thing earlier that, you know, he's scary, but you don't really see him that much. Well, in the first one.
Right. You know, in the rest of them, they're pretty prevalent. They're all over the place.
But you know, the scary thing about them is that they're really hard to kill.
Well, and that's how you know you have a good movie villain. And so when you end up with these franchises, so like Alien, Halloween,
Halloween,
all the Freddy Krueger movies, how they just never stopped making them even after the movies stopped being good. But you have these villains then that just won't die.
Yeah, they just won't die.
You cannot kill them. Michael, the villain from the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Is a perfect example.
Freddy Krueger. How do you kill him? He's not real. He's a dream.
Exactly.
And dreams, if you ever had a bad dream, you know they keep coming. You think, oh, yes, I have not dreamed this in a long, long time. And then that night you have that dream again. Yeah, because dreams, they just won't die. But anyway, those are good villains. And... okay, I knew I said no Disney, but these two are on the list of the best villains of all time. And they're the Queen from Snow White and Cruella de Vil.
Okay, really? You didn't put Maleficent on there?
No. Even though she's bad, she has a right to be mad. They didn't invite her to the...
Oh. We got a scorn thing going on here.
No, anyway, it's not about how scary they are, but about how evil they are.
Right.
And Maleficent, okay, so she's evil, she has a pact with the devil, she becomes a dragon and everything, but the evil queen, I mean, she goes she puts all that effort to kill Snow White just because she's prettier than she is. What's that? You have to have a rotten heart to do that. She's really, really bad.
Well, and that's the thing with most villains, is either they have no soul.
Yeah, well.
Or they're just out for a lot of revenge that can never be sated.
Yeah, and well, Cruella de Vil, I think she's on the list because who'll do that to so many puppies? You know, I think that's because she's crazy.
Yes, crazy has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, you remember that last scene when the car is going to crash and her eyes just goes like crazy eyes?
And she looks like a devil woman.
Yeah.
That's really exactly what she looks like.
And well, you know, awesome villain. Disney villains are all awesome.
Well, they are.
But anyway, next one. The shark from Jaws, of course. We talked about
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce the shark.
The fact that he even has a name.
Yeah. And well, you know, I think more than in the film, in the game of Universal Studios, that you're actually, if the first time you go in there and you don't know that the shark is going to pop out, that is scary.
Yes, that was a lot of fun though.
But I went to Disney World this January and the shark looked so fake. You know, actually the nose was all robbed and you could see the plastic. I said they should close that attraction for 1 month. And give it a clean, because you can see the lines where the water ends in the puppet. You know, it's really sad because the fact that you know that's a puppet, that's a given. But to see that the puppet is in bad condition, it's like, oh, come on. You have money. Fix it.
Yeah, Disney Universal, you guys have the money. So, one, fix your puppets. Two, make better movies.
And, well, okay, so more villains. Jack Torrance, he's from The Shining. I'm going to talk about him later, so I'm just going to mention him. And the Joker, but Jack Nicholson's Joker.
I loved Jack Nicholson's Joker.
He's so scary.
He was actually my favorite. And as much as I loved Heath Ledger, we have to keep in mind that Christopher Nolan's version of the Batman films are so different than the original concept of Batman.
Yeah.
So you can't even compare them basically at this point, because Christopher Nolan has totally changed the world of Batman, made it a much darker place.
Yeah, a much darker, you know, place. That's the word, because Batman's always been a dark hero. And we're going to have a superhero. We should have a Batman thing, because what I've always liked about Batman is that the hero is so dark, and all of the villains, even in the comics, the villains are always colorful.
Exactly.
And they are all deranged. They don't go to prison. They go to the asylum. And that's
something.
And
then they break out.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, we should have a Batman thing, you know, later. Well, Batman thing, later episode, guys.
Duly noted.
And, okay, so Freddy Krueger, Don. Oh, Annie Wilkes. She's a crazy lady from Misery. You know, she kidnaps her favorite writer because she didn't like... So. This is a novel from Stephen King.
Exactly.
And for if you guys haven't don't know who she is, so the novel and the movie, so this is supposed to be this writer, and he writes a series of novels, and he wrote the last one, and she didn't like the ending, so and he has an accident close by her cabin, and she kidnaps him and forces him to write the end that she wants.
She is one crazy lady. Shit. There have been books that, you know, I haven't liked the ending to, but I would not go to those lengths.
No. Anyway, she's crazy, and Kathy Bates is such an amazing actress.
Yes, she is. She needs to be in more things.
Yeah.
I miss having her on the screen all the time.
Oh, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Great. Awesome.
Anyway, back to the villains. The last two are actually my favorites. The Wicked Witch of the West.
Again, a classic character. She never gets old. And the fact that she was reinvented with Wicked.
Oh, that's awesome. That only speaks of how awesome the character is in the first place. I mean, and I'm going to get you, my pretty, and your little duck, too.
I mean, she never gets old. And I mean, you just quote any one of her lines, people know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, and if you get water and you start screaming, I'm melting, everyone knows who you're talking about.
Exactly.
Because real villains melt. They don't sparkle like Edward Cullen. Yeah, they do. They melt. They don't sparkle. And well, anyway, the last one is my favorite, of course, is Darth Vader.
Okay, so Darth Vader is a special character.
He is.
So from the original trilogy
Course, we're talking Darth Vader from the first Star Wars.
Yeah, so technically episode 4 through episode 6. He is a dark character. Not only is he dressed in black, he's breathing issues. But he's just this tall, dark, scary man voiced by one of our best and favorite actors ever.
Of course, James Earl Jones. And, well, we're not going to talk more about that because I'm going to talk about Star Wars sometime in the upcoming weeks. And, well, tell us what's your favorite character. Leave us a post on Facebook or on Twitter. And, you know, say who's your favorite bad guy and why you hate them or love to hate them, you know. So anyway, we're going to a short break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a movie review and some gossip. So stay with us.
Don't you disrespect me, little man. Don't you derogate or deride. You're in my world now, not your world. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.
That's an echo, gentlemen. Just a little something we have here in Louisiana. A little parlor trick, don't worry. Sit down at my table. Put your minds at ease. If you relax, it will enable me to do anything I please. I can read your future. I can change it around some too. I look deep into your heart and soul. You do have a soul, don't you, Lawrence? Make your wildest dreams come true. I got voodoo, I got hoodoo, I got things I ain't even tried. And I got friends on the other side.
He's got friends on the other side.
The cards will tell. The past, the present, and the future as well. The cards. Just take three. Take a little trip into your future with me. Now you, young man, are from across the sea. You come from two long lines of royalty. I'm a royal myself on my mother's side. Your lifestyle's high, but your funds are low. You need to marry a little honey whose daddy got dough. Mom and Dad cut you off, ugly boy. Now you're gonna get hitched, but hitching ties you down. You just want to be free, hop from place to place. But freedom takes green. It's the green, it's the green, it's the green you need. And when I looked into your future, it's the green that I seen. On you, little man, I don't want to waste much time. You've been pushed around all your life. You've been pushed round by your mother and your sister and your brother. And if you was married, you'd be pushed round by your wife. But in your future, the you I see is exactly the man you always wanted to be. Shake my hand. Come on, boys. Won't you shake a poor sinner's hand? Yes. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Transformation Central.
Transformation Central.
Reformation Central.
Reformation Central.
Transmogrification Central. Can you feel it? You're changing, all right. I hope you're satisfied. But if you ain't, don't blame me. You can blame my friends on the other side.
You got what you wanted,
but you lost what you
gave. See how they run.
I never thought I'd say this again. I am getting the pig! How you manage to feed the
rare. This is premiere.
I want to go to there.
This is madness. It's madness, I tell you, for the love of God, Monica, don't do it!
Go ahead. Make my day.
Wednesday morning papers didn't come.
Hey everyone, welcome back. And now we're going to talk about a movie review, a scary movie review, and it's going to be a short one, but it's going to be worthwhile. And our movie review is well, if you recognize that sound, you're probably screaming right now. I know I have a hard time just listening to the music of the movie, and our movie is The Shining. And yes, it is one scary movie, and it's actually the only, fun fact, it's actually the only scary movie I've wanted to watch, you know, like really wanted to watch and watched, because I don't watch scary movies, I don't do that. But anyway, The Shining I saw because I read the book. So The Shining is a movie adaptation from Stephen King's book, also called The Shining. And it's a really, really good book. And of course, the book is better than the film. Even though the film is really good, it's a good movie, it's a scary movie. Good performances, a good story and everything. The book is so much better. Mainly because this, I think, is the only adaptation of a Stephen King book that the adaptation has changed in a lot of ways, in a lot of important ways. So actually, Stephen King once said, well, more than once, said that he didn't like the way Stanley Kubrick did the adaptation of his film. And I can totally get it, because he definitely changes a lot of things. You know, usually when you change stuff in a movie that you adapted from a book, you try to change small stuff, like where stuff happens if the place is not important, or maybe some of the dialogue, if it's anything that's actually not relevant to the plot. But you never change characters' motivations, you don't change the way they are. And this is one thing Stanley Kubrick did. He changes a lot of why the main characters do stuff. And well, anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, I think you have no idea what I'm talking about, but if you've seen the movie and read the book, you know what I'm talking about. Well, overall, the movie is about this family. This guy, he's a writer, his name is Jack Torrance. He's the bad guy, he's the main guy, and he's played by Jack Nicholson. So he of course is really scary. And anyway, he's a writer, but he takes a job as a caretaker for the winter in a hotel in Colorado. So, the hotel is in a mountain, and when the snow comes in, the hotel is totally cut out from the world. So it's isolated. And so he takes his wife and his son, and he goes to be the caretaker of the hotel. Anyway, of course, that's a lot of months. He starts, I think, in October, and his job's supposed to end in January. So that's 4 months, all by themselves in a huge hotel, with no contact whatsoever. And, well, weird stuff starts happening. I'm not going to tell you more. Of course, if you're a movie fan, even if you haven't seen The Shining, you know the famous door scene and, you know, Jack Nicholson cutting through the door and saying, "Here's Johnny," and all of that. And he's really, really scary. And, well, spoiler alert, cover your ears for 5 seconds. He dies at the end. And that's the main difference between the book and the movie. Now you can uncover your ears. Anyway, why is it a big, big difference? Because in the book, that also happens to him, but the hotel's destroyed. Because the real villain in the book is the hotel. It's a character. Even though it's not actually alive and walking, it is really, you know, a lot of the bad things that happened because of the hotel. It's really complex to say, and I'm not going to go too far into it, because I could, you know, take 30 minutes or more talking about this movie and how it differs from the book. Anyway, it is a good movie to watch if you like scary films. It's a classic horror movie, and the scarier things on the movie, the bathtub and the lady in the bathtub, that is scary. The little twins, everyone has had nightmares with those kids. The scene where the blood is coming out of the elevator, though it makes no sense to me why it does. The doors of the elevator open and blood just pours out into the hallway. And I don't know why it's so scary, if it's just like water with painting, but I don't know, it's just scary. And for me, the creepiest thing of a film is the screams of Wendy. Wendy is the wife, and she shrieks all the movie, and her screams are so, so maddening. I mean, that is the scariest thing, the screams. They just, you know, get you goosebumps. And anyway, and Jack Nicholson makes an excellent performance, and in the movie, the reason why the hotel is kind of haunted is because it's supposed to be on an Indian burial ground. You know, so the ghosts and stuff. You don't actually see ghosts of Indians in the movie. You do so see some ghosts, but the movie lets you thinking, are there really ghosts, or is Jack only kind of crazy? In the book, it's perfectly clear that Jack is crazy and there are ghosts. But, you know, in the movie, that's kind of vague. And, well, I recommend the movie if you like horror movies. If you like Jack Nicholson, that is one movie to see. And one curious fact, Stanley Kubrick actually pushed the actors so hard that they took almost 1 year to film this movie. And everyone was going crazy because Stanley Kubrick kept changing the script, you know, every last minute. And, you know, not just small changes, you know, big changes. And there was this one point that Jack Nicholson didn't even read the lines until, you know, 5 minutes before he was supposed to say them, because he knew Stanley Kubrick was going to change them anyway. So, you know, probably kind of the screams on the film are, you know, just an outlet of the frustration they were feeling during the production of the film. And anyway, this is one scary movie. And if I ever do a Stephen King theme show, I'll be sure to talk more about the book. And because this is not a Stephen King show, this is just Halloween episode. And before we go to gossip, I want to say hi to the people who are, you know, leaving us some tweets. To Caro Aiza, Regina Camacho, and Lalo. They're talking and saying why I didn't say some stuff. I'll say it later. And so thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone. And we're going to take one really, really small break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you the latest gossip. So remember, this is radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Camera Roll, and I am your host, Lady Madonna. So stay tuned.
Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, 'cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, 'cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa. I'm feeling antsy, fussy and I've nothing much to do. I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice.
No, you don't have people killed. I have people killed. I'm the bad guy, remember?
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
Legendary!
Oh, well, let me ask you something. Does she have an alibi?
For what? Why would she need an alibi?
So you're saying she does not have an alibi?
Well, no.
Okay, so we've established she ain't got no alibi. She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Hey, welcome back. And we have the latest gossip for you. And, well, everyone's talking about it. And everyone knew this looked fake. And it looks like Kim Kardashian and her family worked with E! To find her a husband last year. We all know she's getting divorced. We all know they're not covering on the TV. And, well, so apparently they work out with E! Entertainment to look a husband. And they were setting their sights on a professional basketball who played on the metropolitan area. And a new report claims that adding that Chris Humphries was not even the network's first choice. So according to Wetpaint, the former Knicks small forward Danilo Gallinari was approached by the network. And they told him that it will help his career and it will have a lot of exposure and everything. But he said he didn't want to do it. And so Humphries was the second choice. And, well, Humphries is an NBA free agent. And Kim the Kardashians just admitted that the marriage was less than ideal. So this remains to be confirmed, of course. And that's why it's gossip. But, oh, you messed up, Kimmy. You sure messed up.
You've been bamboozled!
Apparently, he's been bamboozled. But, you know, well, we've been bamboozled because anyone that thought it was real, yeah, it wasn't. Anyway, while Lindsay Lohan kept her mind on court order work and Playboy, he did some shooting for them. Poor girl, that's the only job she can get right now. Well, Michael Lohan managed to get arrested twice.
There's gotta be something you can do.
Well, yeah, so Lindsay Lohan posed for Playboy and everyone's saying how gross that is. But let us think about it. Who's going to offer her an acting job with her current situation looking like she does and with all of her problems right now? No one's gonna offer her a serious acting job anytime soon. And, well, not every recent wedding is hitting an unhappy ending. But it's been 6 months since Cinderella married the Prince Charming and the two stepsisters brought the fairy tale attires to real life. If you didn't get this, in other words, happy 6 months anniversary to Prince William and Kate Middleton. And, of course, the stepsisters are, you know, if you saw the dresses on the TV, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway. It's been 3 months since Amy Winehouse's unexpected passing away, and her official cause of death hadn't been known yet, and the cause has been revealed, and it turns out that her family was right. It wasn't drugs that killed her, it was alcohol. And the song once again, please. When you don't want to go to rehab, that's what happens. You get it? You get the message? Or again?
I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
Anyway, apparently Winehouse had consumed a very large quantity of alcohol, and the report said that her blood alcohol was more than 5 times of the drunk driving limit. So that is a lot of alcohol. Too sad she didn't stay on rehab. And, well, I am sick and tired of hearing this, but it is all over the place, all over the internet. It's the only thing people can't seem to be talking about besides Kim Kardashian's. And it's the new Breaking Dawn trailers. I've had the misfortune of going to a movie where they were actually screening those trailers. And the only good thing... No, the only good thing on those trailers were the line where Kristen Stewart looks into the mirror because she's pregnant and she says, "This is impossible." Of course it is. Of course it is impossible to get pregnant with a vampire. The guy is dead. Well, no, he's undead. But anyway, you cannot get pregnant from a vampire. Kids, if you are a Twilight fan, your argument is invalid. A vampire cannot get a woman pregnant.
Kid, I've flown from one side of this galaxy to the other. I've seen a lot of strange stuff.
A lot of strange stuff, certainly. So, anyway, another news. Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber adopted a dog. Wait, what? What? Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber adopted a dog? Hey, wait, who writes this script? Who's doing this?
What means they're doing nothing?
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? Just wrap it up. That's done. See you guys next week. Next Monday, 5 to 6, for a new episode of Candle.
Happy Haunts want to thank you for hanging around while we scared up a little Halloween fun. We do hope you'll drop in again for another spooktacular celebration. Happy Hallowishes, everyone!
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. Can't stop the things I do. Now I ain't lying. Oh no. It's been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back.